Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, 7 News Talk, 97.1 DGS. I just started to say today's the first day I felt kind of human with my sinus infection and I started coughing. So I think I'm turning the corner, though.
Is it the steroids?
I think so.
You're looking great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've only taken three. Kanoyer's going to get mad at me. I've only taken three pills.
Are those like antibiotics where you have to take them all for them to really be effective?
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope not.
Are they making you like antsy or something?
Yesterday, I was a little jittery, but it could have just been because he told me they could make me jittery. I'm pretty suggestible like that. I would probably be the easiest person in the world. I'm probably one of those guys that would like cluck like a chicken, you know, under hypnosis.
I bet they are affecting you. My littlest one is on steroids, too. He's got something similar to what you have, actually.
We should hang out.
Train him for a bodybuilding competition.
Yeah. And I should
fight him.
He will not go to sleep. Aww. Will not go to sleep. And I'm sure it's the steroids. So I bet you are jittery.
Last night was a weird night for me. I'm an absolute creature of habit. I go to bed early. And I wasn't in bed that much later than usual, but I had band practice. And that always jacks me up. And so just, you know, kind of weird.
You getting excited?
I'm getting super excited.
I am too. DGS 5, right?
Really excited. yeah, we had band practice last night. It was my favorite band practice we've ever had. We're really doing some cool stuff with the Beatles tunes. All the guys are really invested. We're doing new arrangements to respect the Sheldon and to put on a show for the people who are coming out on a Memorial Day weekend and spending their hard-earned money on us. And the musical portion's only 30, 35 minutes. We really, really want to, really entertain. So I'm excited. We're practicing again Friday. I think it's so fun for me. We're practicing Friday again, Friday morning at Killer Vintage, and Grace Colombo's taking the morning off school because she's playing on one of the songs. And last night, Tony's going to be in here in a couple minutes. So she's playing on Across the Universe. We're doing a different arrangement, the whole thing. And we ran through it probably five times last night. And we got to the Grace Colombo part. Jimmy, you love this. So you guys know Jimmy really well. And then Dave Cowles is like, same guy. And we're in Dave's basement. He has a little studio. And it's Dave Cowles from Suave Octopus and all these. And Jimmy Griffin, rock star. I love it so much because when we're down there practicing, they're both wearing their SpongeBob cheater jellyfishing glasses. And it's just like,
I don't know what those are.
Just like big cheater glasses.
Oh, like the glasses. Old man glasses.
Yes.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's just such a different vibe.
Isn't it weird how, and maybe this is just because of the age that I am, but I grew up listening to classic rock with my parents, of course. And I love classic rock. But it's like Paul McCartney represents an era from the 60s, and then you have guys like in Poison that represent the 80s, but they're both like the same age and they're still touring. I mean, there may be a little bit of difference, but they're both...
Well, there's a lot of difference.
Is there a huge difference in their age?
I think Ryan's just categorizing all old people.
All old rockers.
Well, they're older than me, so...
Paul McCartney's like 75.
Okay.
And Bret Michaels is my age.
No, yeah. Bret Michaels is not your age.
I'm Googling it.
Yeah, he might even be a little bit younger.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else because it amazes me.
The Beatles and Poison are like 40 years apart.
Well, I know they are in music, but I thought age-wise they're actually pretty similar. Some of these guys are.
So yeah. Bret Michaels is 56.
Okay, so he's a couple years older than me.
See, that's so old, though. Sorry about making.
No, Rachel's right. You're just taking anyone that's
you're just lumping
older
them together.
Than you. You know, Mozart and they're
Jesus.
All the same.
But they're all touring. That's what's amazing.
So NW on Twitter. I'm sorry. Sometimes people have handles that I'm not sure exactly how to read them. So if I'm not calling you Alice or whatever your name is, I'm sorry. You should pass along to Dave that, yes, steroids only work if you follow the directions. They allow you to breathe while the antibiotics actually fix the underlying problem.
All right.
So you need to take them all.
I'm going to take one right in front of you guys.
with a needle?
No. Yeah, I need you to shoot me up.
That was
part of being my producer.
Bend over. I soccer. Thank you.
I'm raging already.
Yeah, you are. You seem very angry.
So anyway, here's Jimmy Griffin in his reading glasses in Dave's basement. We're doing Across the Universe. It comes to the point where Grace Columbus is going to solo, and he'd be playing it. We're doing it real soft and real cool. And he's like, and Grace Columbo. And then it just like, I just love it. Just love it. So buy up those remaining tickets. There's only like 100 left. Let's just get this bitch sold out.
Can you recreate that magic 1 week from tomorrow?
Oh, it's going to be so much better.
I can't wait to see the Sheldon. You guys have really built that place up, so it better be cool.
Here's the thing. You guys are going to get this. So I'm sure there's an analogy for every walk of life, certainly for the one we're in right now. But, you know, I show up at Dave's house last night. It's post-show. I'm sick. The first three songs I sing, it's like struggling to hit the high notes. And then by the end of it, it's right on. And then Greg, who's the musical director of our band, is always like, remember, once you get to the gig, it just takes over. And it really does. It's like Shakespeare in Love. Like, it all comes together. I don't know. And it's really true. It's like being on stage, you'd have to be dying to not, everything just comes together. Just the adrenaline.
Since your show also includes comedy, is it similar with comedy being on stage? Like, do you have to have a great audience for you to have a great set?
Yes.
Or do you just click in anyway, regardless?
Yes. No. Here's the thing. This is my fifth comedy show. And as Rachel, I mean, it's me on stage with a microphone for an hour. That's stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't consider myself a stand-up comedian. Tim's a stand-up comedian. Sean O'Brien's a stand-up comedian. You know, those it's a craft. The same way I don't call myself a Christian out of respect for Christians, I don't call myself a stand-up comedian out of respect for those guys. Just because for me to really say I am, I need to go to Kansas City where no one knows me, do an open mic night, and then if I can make people laugh, maybe then I'll say I am. But going into the Sheldon, I'm going into a friendly place. But if everyone turned against me, I don't think I could save it. You see what I'm saying?
I do, but I still think you would click into something that you wouldn't just going about your daily business. You're up on stage,
yeah.
Even if the crowd is not really into it. And I wonder, even if anybody's listening that would be able to answer this question, but if every industry has that moment where you know you're at the top of whatever you do, that you just click in.
Yeah.
When it happens.
Yeah, for sure.
I want Dave to do his act at, I was going to say this as a joke, but then I realized it might actually kill at Showtime at the Apollo.
Yeah,
I can see
doing
really
it.
Well.
No, I think they'd go over well.
That could be our litmus test.
The most uncomfortable I've had was the last one when I was going to show about 10 photos.
Yeah.
And the computer froze. And so that was my first time being on stage when something just went terrible. And I pulled it off. You know, I was able to get through it and people were laughing, but that's a terrible feeling. It's a terrible feeling.
Especially because I knew the bit because you had showed it to me before and it was really funny. And then it just didn't work because it was supposed to be boom, boom, boom. And then you can't do that.
Yeah. I was like, you know, this is Nick and this is Phoebe. And I was going to show, this is my mom. And I showed like a 110-year-old Chinese woman. And
then the Elizabeth Shue thing that didn't land.
Yeah.
That was going to be really funny.
Right.
She's a celebrity crush of mine, FYI.
And it just like, it's all timing. And when the computer's not working, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
So I just had to go a different way.
From an audience standpoint, I like it better when that happens.
I know a lot of really good stand-up comedians who love it when things go bad. Because when things go good, they're bored. They're so good at it.
Exactly.
I'm not there.
And you know,
I like when things go good.
Yeah, you'd be different because you're not a touring comedian.
Right.
So you want things to go well because it's the only time you're going to see
right. That.
But if you see somebody come from out of town and they're doing their set, you know, as an audience member, yeah, this guy or girl's good, but they've done this 1,000 times.
Yes.
I would rather see them go off script and something just dramatically mess up.
When I saw Louis C.K., Sean opened for him. Sean was the MC, the host. The two people he had open for him were terrible. I mean, not just not great.
Like bad.
Bad. Like, had I just gone to the Funny Bone to see them, I would have just walked out pissed. And part of it was, you could tell, especially the woman, was just completely mailing it in. Joke, 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 joke. Bleh. When I do my thing, I am having fun. Like, I'm engaged. I'm laughing with you. Like,
you should have heckled her and been like, do a monkey mask thing. We'll see if you're
these are
funny.
People that were touring with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so they were mailing.
And
okay.
I kept thinking, because they were talking about, you know, I guess it's just a thing. You know, St. Louis sucks. But they, like, you are working 20 minutes today.
Yeah.
You are traveling, all expenses paid. You're staying at a hotel. All your meals are per diem. This is all you're going to do all day is 20 minutes. You can't give me 20 minutes.
Okay, honest behind the scenes question. Do you think somebody like him, a headliner, would say, hey, you guys don't do very well. Make me look good.
No. I think you would probably, I doubt that Louis C.K. is going to book like a young Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to put someone up there who's going to be better than him.
He wants somebody middle of the road.
Yeah.
Who's going to warm you up but not kill us?
Yes. Humility is such an important thing that we forget to have. I love doing the events like DGS Live because we get the chance to interact with listeners, and it's such a humbling experience to hear them say, like, you really make my day. I look forward to this. It helps me wind down on the way home. Man, that feels good to hear that. And then it's just such a bummer whenever you reference people who are doing stand-up for 20 minutes that day, and they're on a ticket with Louis C.K., they're getting this huge audience, and then they're acting like they're doing the audience a favor.
Yeah.
You're here because of them.
Yeah.
These people are the reason why you're getting paid to do what you do. Appreciate them.
I, of course, get nervous doing this, because you're dead if you don't, but I don't get nervous like, oh my God, what if I bomb? I get nervous thinking, there are 720 human beings who could be anywhere, but they got ready tonight. They took a shower. They put on clothes. They got in a car and drove here. They're here for me. Mm-hmm. That makes me nervous.
Yeah, disappointing them.
Yes, like we do today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 325. Hey, if there's anyone out there that does Nick... recently bought a little like 1980 Yamaha 350 and it runs, but it needs like a tune up. If there's anyone out there that does that, reach out to me on Twitter or Facebook and I'll give you a little bit of business. Just want to make sure it's safe and running and everything. You know, modern stuff with all the computers is one thing, but I got to believe there are a whole bunch of people out there that like that's their passion, working on old bikes. So let me know. I'll pay you and give you some love on the air.
We should take an hour at some point and just do like rural radio does with just do the garage sale.
Oh,
people
yeah.
Call it.
They yeah. Just say,
yeah, I got the crap in the office.
Yeah,
hello,
let's do that.
Hi.
Hi.
I just saw a truck towed out of the garage.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
There were warnings going out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He's probably just in the wrong place.
Oh, my darn.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of those. It wasn't one of our station spots. At first, I thought maybe it was being repossessed, so I didn't realize that that's what it was. I'll be darned! Backed us up and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was quite the deal.
It's the worst parking garage ever.
It really is.
It really is.
It just is.
I can't believe there's not someone killed in it every day.
I know.
Just bodies strewn around.
Well, I wonder what he did because it was on the first. You know, it's not a space that's taken by anybody. Maybe he double parked or something.
Yeah, maybe with that a-hole that's been double parking.
You know, and maybe they just, I've never actually seen anybody
that's gonna be
do
my fantasy.
Anything about it.
Okay, so today's Paranormal Wednesday, and I've called an audible, and we put it out on social media, what we're going to do at 5 p.m., and we haven't done this in years, we used to do it all the time, is take your phone calls and your stories. We have hundreds of thousands of people out there listening. So if you have a ghost story, a Bigfoot sighting, a sixth sense kind of thing, at 5 p.m., get ready to call, and maybe we'll put you on the air and you can tell your story.
It was the double Parker.
It was.
I just confirmed it via email.
Awesome. Wow. Good.
That'll learn him.
It's a little bit of justice.
It really what?
If it's a lady, I'm sorry. Ladies can double park too.
Well, it was a big truck, so I'm probably thinking it wasn't, but I guess you never know. Well, how long ago did that email go out? I'm just wondering.
That was like 11 o'clock this morning, it feels
wow.
like.
Wow.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, you don't just do that once.
No.
This person's been doing it every day.
Wow.
Legally speaking, girls can't drive trucks, right?
I don't think
Not in Missouri.
Okay.
No.
We're too small.
I can't believe it's 3:30 already and no one has mentioned my pores.
Your pores?
Yes.
I just got here in my defense.
Okay, that's fair.
As in your skin? Like, is it leaking?
Are there other pores?
Like, what?
I have noticed that your skin, you got the hydrafacial.
I did.
Which I've had, we've got them at different clients, so mm-hmm. I've been holding back. But
you got the bad one.
I got the great one, mm-hmm. but I have noticed that your skin looks great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So it is yours.
Thanks.
Oh, I mean, not geez. As good as like at BioBalance, but I mean, it's Synergy good.
I don't know. It's Synergy. They really did a great job for me. I mean, I'm 2 weeks out and I feel like my skin still looks great.
We
so.
Should have your girl and my girl, Sarah, have a face off. Have them both.
Oh, Kate'll win, no doubt.
They can each do half of Ryan's face.
I'd do that.
The best part about getting a hydrafacial is at the end where they show you all the crap they took out of your face.
Yeah,
I hurt Sarah's feelings because she, like, we're buddies, we laugh and stuff. She's totally cool. And so she's doing the thing and she's like pulling crap out of my face. I came real close to saying the S word. Pulling stuff out of my face. And I said, so am I going to get to look at this? And I kept talking about you. She's a big fan of yours, big fan of the show.
Oh,
and she's
nice.
She's like, oh, yeah, you know, and she, oh, Rach, you're going to love this. So at one point, I see tweezers go by my face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are we into here, Sarah? She goes, I'm not sure. It could be an ingrown hair or a blackhead. So then she, I mean, she works and she finally doink, pulls
was it
out.
Was it a blackhead?
It was half and half.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Man, it I wish was, I was in there.
It was, that's what I said. I said, if I could sneak her in here without Synergy knowing, Rachel would love to see this. It was a hybrid.
Nice.
Wow. Okay, this isn't just like, oh, let's talk about a client thing. What in the world are you talking about? They put, like, do they mask you and take it off and it pulls the stuff
no.
out?
So when I had mine done, they went in, they used red light therapy on your face to get rid of redness, and then they'll just do like normal facial stuff, like.
But they pull crap out of your face?
They have like a vacuum that vacuums some of it out, and then they'll go in manually and get the tufts out with tweezers and such.
I'm sure there's a lot more in my face than hers, and Sarah was really laughing because I said she oversold it, because I really, at the end, there's like a water bottle with a quarter of water in it, like liquid, with some stuff floating around. And I really thought it was going to be that much just gunk. Mm. I thought it was going to be like 3 inches
of
blackheads.
That's what I hoped for yeah. as well. And yeah, it was kind of the same thing.
Just but it feels great.
Yeah.
Really does.
Yeah, isn't your skin like really smooth and soft?
Hello.
I mean, it looks it from over here.
When I touch you when you're sleeping, it does seem different.
Thank yeah. you. Yeah, Phoebe had it done a couple months ago. Going to get her back in. It's great for like teenagers and skin. And so, yeah.
I just got my ears cleaned out yesterday and I can't resist looking at it. Show me what you pulled
like
out.
At the at the doctor?
Uh-huh.
I've never had that done.
I haven't
that
either.
That is nuts. The yeah. stuff that comes out. I'm not kidding you. It for me, it was like you took a handful of peanuts
ooh.
And just crumbled them up and stuck them in a little thing.
And that came out of your face.
No.
Oh, your ears. Oh.
We were going to do the, Tony's here, we were going to do the ear wax thing. What is it? Ear wicking? Where they
candles?
Put the candle. Yeah. But then a bunch of listeners told us that's super unsafe and we shouldn't do it. But we were going to do
is
it
that
for
why we
a
didn't
hot
do
minute
it?
There.
I've done it.
I think so.
I'd still do it.
You've done it?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
It was college, you know.
I thought it was just a scam. Then it's just the wax from the candle that you see.
Yeah, that's what
oh,
I
yeah?
always heard.
Yeah.
It did feel a little scammy, but it did feel, I mean, it feels cool while you're doing it.
We'll find out from Kanoia.
So does there need to be an occasion to get your ears cleaned out like that?
No.
Or can you just?
I have had it done because I have little tiny ear canals and I wear headphones every day and that's the worst thing you can do. and I should have it done again. I haven't had it done in a few years, but it was literally the worst pain I've ever been in. It was torturous. You know me and doctors.
What'd
and,
you do? I came in midstream
when I got my ears cleaned the first time.
Oh yeah,
it hurt.
It hurt. It had impacted my eardrum, and so the earwax was pressing up against it so hard.
They're prying it off of there.
Yes,
and it's like stuck.
Yes,
and every time they pull, it's like hitting the hardest nerve. Right. Yes.
What did the doctor say about using a paper clip to clean the wax out of your ear?
He said it is FDA approved.
Okay,
and recommended.
That sounds right.
They should start incorporating that into the Hydrafacial just as a bonus.
Only if you can't find a toothpick that you've already used on your teeth.
Okay.
My friend's grandpa went to an ENT and they said, man, what in the world? And he hadn't been for years. Old guy. What in the world is in your ears? And it was all like blue. And they're like,
pen.
You have a fungus? He was cleaning his ears out with a pen.
Oh, me too.
Wow.
You do it too?
Oh, God, yeah.
Just watch him. He's always sticking stuff in
there. Look at my desk. There's a whole bunch of undone paper clips.
Here's a pro tip for you, Ryan. If you see a paper clip that has been unfolded, maybe you're like me and you want something to fidget with, just know, before you touch that, it's been inside Glover's ear.
Yeah.
Don't put pens in your mouth that you get from his desk.
Not at all. No. Don't do that. Don't touch the paper clips.
And if you find a Sharpie that smells weird... Yeah, don't put that in your mouth.
That's
either.
A different story.
Different hole.
Yeah.
So I've been watching you do that for years, and you maybe do this too. I took it up a notch, and I create with the paper clip a little circle at the end, like that acts as a grabber.
Yeah, yeah.
That actually looks like the tool they really do use, though.
Pull out. The earwax, and it just feels.
You know, it's great for that bobby pin.
Yeah?
I can see that.
It's already that shape.
Yeah, you're right.
Man, I just use totally a Q-tip like a freak.
You know what? That's terrible for you.
Don't do that.
Oh, but the paper clip is fine. The sharp object.
I'm just telling you, Knoyer said the worst thing you can do is use a Q-tip.
Mm-hmm. And he never mentions paper clips.
I mean, just think about it. It's
like you're pushing it
It's
in.
Like a cannon. You're just like shoving.
It feels so good.
Impacting it.
It feels great.
Yeah, it itches it. It's so nice.
It's funny you said it itches it. I say the same thing. It doesn't itch it, it scratches it.
Ah, whatever.
But I say it too. I need to itch it. I'm 54 years old with a Washi Law degree, and I go like, I need to itch it.
I need to itch that scratch.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize there was a problem until just now.
I didn't either.
I've been saying that my whole life.
I still to this day talk about tumping things over.
What's that?
I think it is the most useful word that we don't use. To tump is to tip and dump.
Oh, okay.
So you tump something over. That makes sense.
How about this one? Are we in agreeance? Not a word.
But should be.
No.
We used to wrench things out in the zinc. Oh boy. Sue Thomas is really laughing at me.
How do you pronounce the word A-C-R-O-S-S?
A-C-R-O.
Across.
Across.
Oh, you're going to say acrossed.
No, I think you guys... I think you guys say it.
Oh, all of us?
Uh-huh.
Say what?
Across. And you all say across.
Well, look at Mrs. Judgment over there.
Darian grievances today.
Welcome to my world.
Look,
she's been doing this since I stepped in the studio.
I'm just asking.
I think it's a part of saying it in a sentence. Like, it's across the street. If you're being lazy, then it's across the street.
Here, let me just do an impression. You guys tell me who I am.
Oh, no.
I'm going to spell a word, and then you idiots tell me how you pronounce it.
You're Sue Thomas.
Thank you. Because I think y'all say it the same dumbass way.
Well, I should just let you say across.
Was that Sue?
Well, that drives me nuts. Across.
I don't like it when people say, instead of picture, when they say pitcher.
Yeah, that drives
that
me nuts.
That makes me crazy.
Yeah, it's just the thing.
Must be nice to be perfect.
My grandma.
Well, I'm not perfect. I'm just saying.
My grandma, the one that hated Dave Murray, put a hard R in wash.
Wash?
I mean, it was wash. It was.
Is that a Southern thing or is that a country thing?
I think it's the St. Louis farty four wash.
Is it?
Yeah. Like Dave said, wrench instead of rinse.
Oh, that's wrench instead of rinse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go wrench it out in the sink.
We had a bunch of those. To this day, like, I've never heard anyone else have a fold over, which makes perfect sense to me.
What's that?
A sandwich made with one piece of bread.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Everyone calls it a half a sandwich. It's fold over.
I remember sitting in the traffic center when we all used to be in Clayton, and Rick Wallace was there, and I can't remember what station he was doing, but he got a piece of mail one day.
You mean Rick Wallace?
Wallace. And he got a piece of mail one day, and it was just a postcard from a man who said, "This is how you pronounce realtor."
Oh, funny.
All right, and he had it in giant letters. There is no extra la. He says it's just realtor instead of re-la-tor. Please say it correctly. And I think he actually put his real name on there. So Rick was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a mess with that stuff.
It's just funny.
I got all kinds of things.
Yeah, I can't really judge anybody because
I know we have half
only Sue can.
Illinois background, half Missouri background in here, so this is probably a good question for this room. Did you grow up eating chili with peanut butter sandwiches or not?
Nope.
Ever heard of it?
I've heard of it. No. That was like school lunch, but my mom didn't make it for us.
It's been done, but it wasn't like a staple.
As far as I understand things, that is just a Metro East Illinois St. Louis thing, but not crossing the river.
Hmm. Weird.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, that was always like when we would have a school, this is not interesting, but we didn't have the same hot lunch every day if you went to the cafeteria, but like on Fridays we did, and that was always one, chili and a peanut butter sandwich.
I love things that start with, "This is not interesting."
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going into detail, and then I'm like, nobody cares, like, so.
You're going to have sex, you're like, this is not going to be good.
All right, next time I'll just waste everybody's time.
Best way to eat a bowl of chili is with a ham sandwich as your spoon.
I think it's with a bunch of Fritos on top.
I'm going to have to go with Zimmerman on that. Tomato soup and grilled cheese.
Oh, duh.
Was just mother's milk.
Still is.
Literally, came out of my mother's breasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
346 DGS. Tony, last night at band practice, we're working up across the universe, doing this new cool arrangement.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Griffin sitting there with his reading glasses on, looking like SpongeBob jellyfishing. And every time he'd come to the solo, he'd go, "Grace Colombo plays the Grace Colombo violin." Like, she's part of the band.
That's awesome. Kind of great.
She's really looking forward to band practice.
She better not suck.
She might. We'll see. They had a concert there. She had her last concert of the school year last night. They played some Queen. They did a Queen medley.
Wow.
And they did their senior tribute, which was The Final Countdown by Europe.
Wow. Okay, that's awesome.
I love that song.
I've always been bitter about school bands because of my whole thing that happened in fifth grade where I didn't get in. And so I've just always been salty about it. And so I admit that I have a bias I don't like it. But I've always hated when like big, you know, like marching bands would play like "We Got the Beat" or something. Just like, I don't know what I want them to play, but it's like, come on.
You know, we played Rubber Band Man.
That sounds about right.
Over and over
what
and
did you
over
play?
Again. The clarinet.
Oh, me too, Sue.
Did you really?
Yeah, we should get together.
Oh, yeah.
Net sometime.
We could have a squeaky duet.
Hey, we could have our own marching band. Didn't Caliban play the zeusophone or something?
I think he played the trombone.
I played the French horn for a year.
Did you? Oh, for a year. That's.
Mm-hmm. I played the French horn and the trombone very unsuccessfully.
Mm. Which did you like better? Trombone?
Oh. No, French horn, because nobody else plays French horn.
That's a good
man,
point.
It was magical. Again, I didn't get in. But it was magical, just like everything's so shiny.
Yeah.
Like the brass instruments are so shiny and big and just like, it looks so cool.
What do you mean you didn't get in? What did you play? What happened?
So I owned a snare drum and I played drums.
Okay.
And there were room for two snare drummers in the band in fifth grade, first year. And I showed up with my drum and my stand and my sticks, like the little drummer boy.
Aww.
And the other two had never even seen a drum. They couldn't spell it. And the teacher's like, "Well, you got two places, three guys. Let's just draw straws." And I lost. And those two got in and played 1 year and quit.
And they're not even in a band now.
Well, that's how it was. I was the biggest dork, like, yeah, I don't need you. I'm in a real band. I'm in Raw Toast. Suck it. So.
Wait a minute. They decided by drawing
straws? Yeah, I was in Raw
Toast.
I don't like to brag about it, but as a drummer in Raw Toast. Yeah, I mean, and it was so.
That doesn't even make sense. Can we try out?
I remember thinking in my, how old are you in fifth grade? Like 14?
10.
And I remember thinking, wow, this is the way the world works. Like, this is really what happens. Because this teacher was probably drunk, like most high school band teachers or grade school band teachers. And he was just like, I don't give a rat's ass. I don't care if any of you play. My life's a dumpster fire.
I kind
of
get that.
My wife just left me for a woman. You know, it's like, so he was just like, I don't care. You two idiots. Mm. You with the drum. Go home, Mr.
That's awful.
Mr. Gunner, Mr. Thirsty.
Yeah.
But I really truly remember walking home carrying my drum.
We don't need this can-do attitude
here. Banging up against
yeah,
my knee thinking,
right.
This is my first real life lesson.
I don't even know what that lesson is, except that drunk teachers are unfair.
Yeah, I think the lesson is life's not fair.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I was not good enough to be in the... We had two bands in high school, and one was the one for if you were super good, you know, the... And then there was for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in that one.
Like the JV band?
Yeah, kind of like the, you know, we're not going to take you out in public to perform band.
They tend to go like, hey, yeah. Why don't you guys play Rubber Band Man?
Yeah, like for the serious one, you had to try out. And
right.
I wasn't going to try out. I don't care that much. But yeah, and we were the rest.
I just remember we had a very small school band because it was a very small school, and we were always playing like the most complex music. Like, I remember feeling like we are aiming way too high, and sometimes we would nail it during a performance, but most of the time we were limping along there for a little bit.
That's funny.
You had a band teacher that thought he was better than your
yes.
school.
Yes.
No, it was actually a woman, and she was great. And she thought, I think she was just very optimistic. And it's like, well, I don't know. This will either work or it won't. So,
for our last piece, we are going to play an American classic, Hot Cross Buns.
This is way too complicated.
Hot Cross Buns.
Can we bring this down to my level, please?
Is this happening?
No, I would all.
Is this real?
I feel like I never had an intact reed whenever it was time
yes.
for a concert. They were always the most cracked they'd ever been, and I hadn't thought about it in weeks. Ugh, squeaking all over the place.
Hot Cross Buns always made me horny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Of course they did.
Just, one a penny, two a penny.
Just the name.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Oh, boy.
Makes sense to me.
Did you have marching band? I guess you didn't then, Rachel.
No.
All right. I was a sophomore before I figured out that wasn't cool. So I did it for a year. I guess I did it through sophomore year and then I quit.
You know, I was thinking last night, I was driving over to band practice and for the first time in a really long time, I drove by and saw a little league team practicing.
Ooh.
There's right, Tony? Like,
mm-hmm.
games were fun. Practice
no.
was... No, I loved it. I loved
you
it.
You loved practice?
Oh, my God, I loved it. All right, gonna turn two here. Oh, I'll turn two, coach. I loved it.
I love practice about as much as Allen Iverson.
We talking about practice? Man, we talking about practice? Yeah, I was always a... game day guy, not a practice guy.
I liked games, but I don't know. Practice was just laid back and fun. Once again, our coaches were raging alcoholics. I'm not even kidding.
What the yeah. heck?
Like, they literally had drinks in their hand coaching first and third yeah. base.
And were they wearing those polyester shorts, you know, with the big band
oh,
on them?
God,
yeah.
no.
What were those called?
When I coached my brother's team, we resembled that
Thank
remark.
You. Thank you. What were your alcoholic coaches wearing, Dave?
Alcoholic clothes.
Mm, what yeah. is that?
Just like Shell refinery, you know, jeans and... Yeah, I mean, it was...
It's probably the 70s, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All of them looked exactly like Jerry Rafferty.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I got to respect them because I remember, Rach, I recently sent you to post that picture of me, 1975, and the coach, like, we had no coaches. All the parents were standing around. And finally, one guy goes, a guy named Elmer, I'll do it.
Awesome.
And he knew nothing about baseball. Nothing. Mm. And I remember this. I just started this the first time in 40 years. He had a really bad leg. He had a bum leg, and he could barely walk. And the first thing I did in practice was throw an errant pitch and hit him in it.
On purpose?
No.
No.
And he cussed and...
Ryan digs it.
Did you spill his beer? Darn it.
It was so. It really was the Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
It really was.
That's how the team we took over was. When my brother came to me and said, "We hate our, my team hates our coach. Will you and your friends coach us?" And we said yes. They were the Bad News Bears, and we were in our early 20s.
Oh, I love
and
this.
Not responsible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.